Robin Mays is here with, from what I could see, is someone that looks a little familiar to me. Has it been here before? Yes.
Mia has been here before.
Mia.
And I'm just going to keep bringing her until somebody sees what we see.
She's beautiful. Yeah, how could you not want this in your house?
I do not know.
Especially if you have a yard. You're going to need a yard.
You're going to need a yard, and you're going to... She's going to... If you live in within your own little four walls, she's going to bring you out to say... The weather's nice. Let's go for a walk. Let's go play with a ball. Let's go smell stuff. like that.
Hi, Mia. Oh, what a friendly dog. Tell me, is there pit bull mix in there?
We are not sure. She was found west of town. We're going on a year in July. We don't know if there's like a lab, Wisla, Chessie something mix in there. Because of her willingness to work or willingness to please. She's just super smart.
Mia is the one that you said you've been working with, trainers and stuff?
Yeah, she's like, I just tell people she's a blank canvas. Once she realizes, hey, this is very cool and you're happy and I get treats, what is not to like about this?
She could have easily been named Goldie.
Yes.
She's rust-colored, super friendly. I'm going to guesstimate 55 pounds.
Yeah, you'd probably be really close. Yeah. Yeah, she's gained some weight. Probably doesn't help that she's treat motivated. So it's fun to just watch her light up. And
That's what I have in common with Mia.
Right.
I'm treat motivated.
Give me a Hostess Twinkie and look out.
And have me eating out of your hands. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design, designs that speak your brand for all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or proteamdesign.com. She's currently eating what look like leftover Valentine Cupid carryout treats.
Pretty much. But you know, as long as the expiration date's good, we're good.
Oh, sure.
And they're soft.
Mia, how does she do in the shelter?
She would prefer not to be surrounded by walls. She wants to be where someone is and being where they are. She's actually doing better than I thought she was going to be since it's been so dang long. But, you know, we've got, like I said, Jamie gets her out to work with her and train her. The volunteers get her out. We've got, oh my gosh, Liza and Ash come in and take them on walks. And we've got volunteers that take them for pup cups. They take them on walks down around our area, on drives around town. You know, we almost need a magnet for everybody's car that says VCA dog limousine or something, because they get time to drive around and take a look and see what's going on.
This dog is a people adorer. She loves people.
She absolutely loves people. She would probably knock over a small child.
I was just going to
ask. But older, she would be fine. She's just amazing.
It's fantastic. Let me ask you before I forget, if this is a right phone number for Voice for Companion Animals, is it a 402?
402-527-8228.
Okay. That's what I put out there last week. I just wanted to make sure that was correct.
That is correct.
Is Mia sponsored?
Mia is.
That's what I thought I remembered.
For the right home, she is sponsored.
To see pictures of Mia, go to the blog section of 1077theisland.com. We'll get pictures up there. They should be up there by the time you hear my voice say. To see pictures of Mia, go to the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Beautiful, beautiful people, adorer. You'll fall in love. If you're looking for a companion animal, this is it. Would you say you have to have a little bit of energy? Unless you could just let her run out in the yard.
Yeah, this isn't apartment life. This is a 55-pound, I need to be where you are. I have to go sniff things. I got to work. She'd be great riding with somebody.
She's so amazing. She's looking around the room, looking out the window, and then our eyes caught, and she immediately walked over.
Yes.
She's like, oh. let me go see him again.
Yes, that is her. That's amazing. She's something else.
Is he a barker?
She can be, but it's mostly when you're not letting her out of her cage.
Interesting.
And she's busy. Quit your jibber
jabber. Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of Grand Island, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owners. But Voice for Companion Animals also has amazing pets available for adoption, like Mia. How old?
We guess a little over a year when she came in, so we're going to say close to two now.
Yeah. Again, see pictures and remember, for a qualified home, dog is sponsored. Mia, it's free. Chipped.
Chipped, spayed, vaccinated, dewormed. She will come with her sample bag of food and her band animal.
Fantastic.
And her Kong. She loves frozen Kongs with peanut butter. Keeps her entertained while she's waiting for...
What with peanut butter?
It's called Kong. It's K-O-N-G. It's Kong Company. They're like... They look like, remember Weebles Wobble, but they don't fall down. Remember those things? Okay, they look like that, but they are heavy duty, kind of a rubber material. She loves hers. They're frozen. You can stuff them with treats. Right now, theirs are with Cheerios and treats, and then there's peanut butter on the outside. She thinks they're great.
I don't think I would mind sampling one of those myself.
Well, I can bring you one next time.
Robin, thanks for all you do, and pass that on to your volunteers.
We will. Thank you guys so much for letting us come every week.
My pleasure. Check out Mia, beautiful dog. And, you know, I always urge you not just to, first of all, thank you for participating and listening to the huge broadcast. And thank you for checking out the blogs. But I urge you to share them. You could grab that URL and copy it. It's in the blog section of theisland.com, and it's also on the Facebook page. Just, I urge you to share that with somebody that you think may want this animal. Not everybody, I know you might find it hard to believe, but not everybody's listening to the huge broadcast.
Shocking.
It's doesn't
what
make
what are they doing?
Doesn't make any sense.
No,
to me.
I don't know what they're doing.
The Island 1077, theisland.com. Thanks again, Robin.
Thank you.
He drinks so much coffee, he has a picture of his coffee mug on his coffee mug. Franz Man, one man party in the morning. 1077, The Island.